The whole place comes apart. Okay, Mar Rabosai, good evening. This is Shabbos. We're going to read Parshas Vayera. As everybody knows, Parshas Vayera begins with the Torah's presentation of the famous story with Avraham Avinu and the hospitality that Avraham Avinu demonstrated to the three individuals that he thought were regular men and turned out to be Malachim. And based on this episode, Chazal speak about the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, and I want to speak about one aspect of an oreach, of a guest, but as it relates to Birchas HaMazon, and discuss perhaps a somewhat of a lesser known din that may come as a surprise to some of us. The Gemara in Brochas on Daf Mem Vav Med Aleph says as follows: Abzera Cholish, Abzera once got sick. Ola Gabei Rabavo, so Rabavo came to be Mevakeh Chol. It also connects to this week's Sedrik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu when he wasn't feeling well after the Bris Milah. Anyway, Kabel Alei Imispach Tina Chorech Shoke Avid Neyom Atavol Rabbanon. Rabavo said, he accepted upon himself, like a neder, that if this Ktina, this short man, I guess Abzera was a shorter man, it said Chorech Shoke, he had singed or burnt legs. A funny story in the Gemara, not funny, like humorous, funny, but unusual story in the Gemara in Asochas Apolim. So I don't have to go into the whole story now, but that's how we referred to Reb Zera. This had a nickname, this short fellow. If he gets better, if he's going to recover from this illness, my friend's going to recover from his illness, Avidna Yomatavala Rabbanon. Yes, recording? Avidna Yomatavala Rabbanon. I'll make a yontif, I'll make a kiddush, I'll give a party for the Rabbanon. And he sort of took a neder that if Reb Zera will get better, so he, Reb Avol, will make a simcha. So Isbach, the Taka got better, he recovered from the illness, and Ovid Sudosa Lakul Rabbanon, so Reb Avol made a meal, he had a Kiddush or a Suda for all of the Rabbanon in the area. Kimotel Mishra, Amalei Reb Zera Lishal on Mar, when it came time to wash and make Hamotzi, so Reb Avol, who was the host, said to Reb Zera, will you honor us by making the Motzi, like they do at the Bar Mitzvah, sometimes they call somebody up to make the Motzi, you know. People often don't make a brach at all. They're the ones who are mechubit to make the motzi sometimes at a bar mitzvah. But anyway, so he asked him to make the motzi. You know what he said? What do you mean? Don't you hold of the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? Aren't you aware of the din that Rabbi Yochanan said that it's the proper for the balabayis? The host is the one who's supposed to break the bread. So Sharlo fine, and Kimot Lebruch said that he did it. Then Kimot Lebruch, when it came time to bench, Omalei Nibruch Lonmar. He said, again, the Rebbe Avot said to Abzera, will you be mechaberus by leading the benching? I had a mezumen, a minion, so you should lead the benching. So he answered again, Amarle, lo sova lamar, lo hoder v'huna, de min bovel, de omar, botzea mevorech. Don't you know, or aren't you familiar with the dinner? Don't you paskin like the opinion of Rav Huna from Bovel? That's the regular Rav Huna. The opinion of Rav Huna, who says that he who breaks the bread, the botzea, the one who makes the most, he should also be the one who leads the benching. So Ve'ilu, however, so what, Abzera Rav Avoh didn't know that, did Ilu? No, Rav Avoh came on to see really, who did he hold like when he asked Abzera to lead the benching? Ki hodam v'yocham v'shum v'shum yochoy balabayis botzea v'oreach mevorech. He holds that it's proper for the balabayis to be the one to just make the motzi and distribute the bread, and the oreach, the guest, should lead the benching. Why? Balabayis botzea kadesh yivtza ba'ayin yofeh. The balabayis should bake the slice the bread so he knows he's going to give everybody a generous piece. You know, you don't want someone else to cut the bread, then he's going to be generous with someone else's bread. You know, it's like the old joke of an oni who comes to a house, and in Europe, most of the people ate black bread. So this joke, so the oni came to the house, the lady had a loaf of white bread on a table, a loaf of black bread. So the oni said, I need something to eat. So she said, okay, sit down, have some bread. He sat down, he ate the whole loaf of white bread, the expensive bread. So she was a little taken aback. She says, you know, the black bread is, the white bread is much more expensive than the black bread. So he said, yeah, it's true, but it's worth every penny. So that's what happens here. If someone else is going to break their bread, so it's going to be a little strange. He's giving out someone else. So the balabaya should be the one to cut the bread. Good. But v'oreach mevorech. But the guest should lead the benching. Why? Kedei sheyevorech balabaya. So he should be able to give a bracha to the balabaya during the course. The Bach says sheyevorech le balabaya. He should give a blessing in the course of benching to the balabaya. My mevorech. What exactly does it say? Yirotzon shelo yevosh balabaya balamazeh v'lo yikolam olam abo. He shouldn't be embarrassed in this world or in the next world. But Rebbe Moses Badwarm, and Rebbe actually added on, V'yitzlach ma'od b'chol nechosav, he should have atzlacha with all of his property, v'yunechosav nechseinu mutzlachim, his business and our business should be the atzlacha, krovim l'ir, and thereby, you know, so not to travel too often. While Yisrael Satan lo b'maisa yodu lo sadeno, while Yisdakir lo lefonav lo lefonenu, shum dover hirur, shum dvar hirur, chayit vaver v'od me'atav v'ad olam. A text of Gemara, Gemara says, there's a bracha, it's called the Birchas Baal HaBayis, that for someone who's an oreach, who's a guest, who's been treated to a fine meal by somebody, so he should, in the course of the benching, should put in this particular tefillah. So it says the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara later on Daf Nun Hayam and Aleph, the Gemara says, "Bamar of Yehuda Shlosha Dvar Mekatzim Yom V'Shnosa Shalom." There are three things which Rachmanu Litzlan can at least potentially shorten somebody's life. Mishenosin Lo Sefer Torah Likro Zeno Kare. The person is called up for an aliyah to read. In those days, you had the aliyah. You also read that section. The person is called up and refuses to read from the Torah, assuming he knows how and he doesn't do it. Okay, Koshel Brocha Levorech Ve'Eino Mevorech. He is given the Koshel Brocha. They tell him to, you know, to give the wine on which to bench, and he doesn't do it. If he refuses to do it. The third thing, Hamanig Atzmo Berabonus, doesn't mean to be a rabbi. It means Hamanig Atzmo Berabonus means it to show dominion or overlordship over somebody else. Okay, but the middle one is what's relevant to us. It's Koshel Brocha Levorech Ve'Eino Mevorech. And the Gemara says, where do we see this from? Dichsiv, actually, a pasuk in last week's sedra. Va'Vorcha Mevorechecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give a bracha, he said to Avraham Avinu, I'm going to give a bracha to whoever gives you a bracha. Anyone who blesses Abraham, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give that person a bracha. That's Vavorcha Mevorechecha. Anyone who gives Avraham Avinu a blessing is going to himself get a bracha. So, what's that got to do with anything? So the Rashi says, the HaMevorech Birchas HaMozon, he who leads the benching in Birchas HaMozon, is Mevorech LeBaal HaBayis. It says a bracha to LeBaal HaBayis. So this idea of Avorcha Mevorechecha was not just to Avraham Avinu, but it means to all his descendants also, right? All of his descendants. Anybody who blesses a descendant of Avraham Avinu is also himself going to get blessed. Therefore, if I'm a guest in your house, I give you a brocha, so I'm myself going to get a brocha. So therefore, the Gemara says, if you refuse to lead the benching, you're an oreach in somebody's house, and you refuse to participate, you refuse to lead the benching, so then you're going to forego that brocha, since I won't be giving a brocha to the Baal HaBayis by not being part of the benching at that point. We're not leading the benching, we'll see it a little later. So if I'm not going to give the bracha to this Baal HaBayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give me a bracha. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains in Orach Chaim and Siman Reish Aleph. I'm going to come back to this Siman later, but the in Sifkot and Yud Dalad, Mishnah Berurah writes, Mishnah Berurah says, Oreach shenosnin lo, the Shulchan Aruch brings this din down in the Siman Reish Aleph Siv Gimel. Mishenosnin lo baruch veinu mevorech mekatzer yomo. Paskin Shulchan Aruch, somebody who's given the opportunity to lead the benching doesn't do so, says his life is shortened. Rachman Olam, whatever exactly it means. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yudal Rotzalomar, Oreach shenosnin lo baruch birchat veinu mevorech mekatzer yomo. Why mishum de bedin kesha oreach mevorech mevorech lebaal habayis? Because part of the benching, when an oreach leads the benching, he gives his bracha to the baal habayis. He's going to not give a bracha to this balabos who's a balabais who's from the descendant of Avram. Right? In other words, if you're not going to give a bracha to this descendant of Avram Avinu, then you're not going to get a bracha, and so it means the opposite. So your life will be shortened. Elia Rabba in the same simon. I'm going to put a balance.
I always was wondering why he says the Yunachasal Kovim Bayu.
You know why?
He's singing about himself. He's an Oreach. He's right. Now far from his home.
Oh.
So he wants to be.
He wants to travel here again. Okay, good. Could be. Elia Rabba writes in Sivkot and Dalav, Simon Reish Aleph, he says, he doesn't quite understand. He says, because the pasuk continues, says Vavarcha Vavarchecha Umekalelcha Aor. The Gemara seems to say it should be that if a guy refuses to lead the benching, so then he doesn't get anything. It's zero. It should be neutral. Why does it say he's going to lose part of his life? It's just in fact, in the language of the Eliyahu Rabba borrowing from the Chumash, he says, "Al be'enam Vavarch Gam Kov Lo Sikoveno Gam Baruch Lo Sivarchenu." The pasuk can build on right. This is okay. He won't get the bracha. He also shouldn't get a klala. No. He says, "Yeshomadim Kain Vavarcha Vavarchecha Lomali." It should have just said, "Ha'nilmad mimekalel cha'or." It should have said, "Whoever curses you, I'm going to curse." And then we know by definition, because mida tova meruba, right? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish someone who curses Avraham, so Avadi is going to give a bracha. So it must be because they were marbis, so to speak, from the fact that it says Avraham Avrachecha. So it must be that if you don't do it, so you forego a bracha. Not only you forego a bracha, but you get the punishment also. Okay. So that's the basic thing.
So, but the question remains. So what do you give to Mekalel Lecha'o? You already curse the one that does not make the bracha.
Probably
for the one.
You have to figure out. It must be some kind of a worse punishment. You have to figure out. Okay. Among the Rishonim, we find the following interesting comments. The Sefer Rokeach, it's one of the Balei HaTosef, but Sefer Rokeach, says in Siman Shin Yud Tes, he writes the following. The Gemara here that we just read in Brachas of Memvav, the principal sugya, tells that whole story with the Bzeir and Arbavo, and it mentions the Brichas Abal Abba. Where does this come from? Who says there is such a concept? Where does the whole idea come from? It's true that in this week's Sedra, so the Orchim that came by Avraham who gave him a very nice bracha. I mean, I have a baby, and you know, so I gave him a bracha, but what exactly is the Mokar? It's not clear from our Gemara. So the Rokeach has like this. Mashenogu Levor against Simon Reishu Tess in the beginning of Dinei Brachas. Mashenogu Levor Chlebal Abayis Brichas Hamozon. Mafkinin b'tosefta, there's a tosefta somewhere, I didn't find it, but there's some tosefta, midichsiv yachalta v'savat v'rachta es Hashem Elokecha. Possibly we all know that's the mocker for benching. It says, es Hashem Elokecha, es l'rabos balabayis. Kedidarshin an es Hashem Elokecha, til l'rabos tamei chachomim. Sometimes we have a ribuy, a special limit, an extra word es. Like by Kivit Ovaim, it says, kabeid es avicha, so from the extra es is really a definite article, but it's not necessary, it doesn't change the meaning. So, what exactly is, how exactly do you translate the word S? So we sometimes have drushes from the word S, like Kavad Esavicha, so it's L'rabo Sachicha HaGodol, or your father's, if your father remarries another woman, whatever it is. So we have another, and by Tamil Chacham, it's the din of Mora Tamil Chacham, covered with Tamil Chacham, it's learned from S, Hashem Alokecha Tira. So that's what he says, the same thing here. Uverachto S, Hashem Alokecha, S, L'rabo Zbalabai, so okay, there's such a Tosefta someplace.
Avraham Avinu, the Medrash says, that they were blessing him, and he told them that was the whole purpose of his Achnasat Orchim. Don't bless me, bless the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
But I was hoping in general why he
the opposite.
Told them.
They started right. Blessing him, and
he
said, don't
bless
the other
me. Way. Okay, Ken Zayn. Similarly, in the this is not just the it's not just the Rokeach who says it's the Sefer HaManig as well in the Hilchasud, the Oz Tetzvav. It says also, Minig L'Roch Balabais, Kedisa V'Roch Balabais, quotes the Gemara that Balabais Potzea. And so on. So he says, Oreach Mavorchis, Rosh Balabais, Betosefta Roisi. Also, I saw in the Tosefta Hatam, the Achalt of the Savat of Rachta, Es Hashem Okecha, Lerabos, Es Bal Habais. So the Rokeach has this, the Manhig has this, and finally, we'll just quote one more original source on this subject, and that is the Smag in Esin Chav Zayin, Mitzvah Esay Chav Zayin. That's the Smog's presentation of the dinim of benching. Just find it in time. He says Shamati. I didn't find the brisa. So in the language of the Smog, it says Shamati ki yesh be brisa be Yerushalmi, overachta es l'rabos balabayis. It says Yerushalmi. Okay. So it says as a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, when the Yerushalmi speak about Yerushalmi, sometimes doesn't always mean the Talmud Yerushalmi that we have. I didn't find it. None of the Swam that have footnotes seem to mention this from a Yerushalmi text that we have. It could be a different text. There's a Tosefta someplace, but there's some what the Yerushalmi clearly identifies an early Mokka or an early Drosha. Again, we're after Esther Abbas Balabayas, Ukshemivorech, Arech Mosif Rachavis, Yerotzim Shalevos Balabayas. That's one of the whole text that the Gemara has. So the Smag has this as well. And the last, the reason that I want to quote, just and that this point, by quoting the Sefer Perish Hatfilas VaHabrochas, that's Rabbeinu Yehuda Bar Yochor, was one of the Rebbeim of the Ramban. Also, again, obviously from the time of the Rishonim. So he has as well, just a little bit of an expansion, that's why I wanted to call your attention to it. In its page Lamed Dalid, no, page, yeah, it was Lamed Dalid, oh, Chelik Bey, sorry, Chelik Bey is page Lamed Dalid. He writes, you say the Harachaman Zimu Oreach Tzorach Levarach Bal Habayis Kemosh Motzina Bebrochas. A guest has to say a bracha, Bal Habayis said. Ba'od Motzina Shu Chayav Ma'od Bechvoda. We see that a guest really has to show tremendous kavod to the host. Kedarmina B'Tanchum, he quotes a Medrash Tanchuma called Posech Pesach Chavera. Nafsho Chayav Lo, it's like you almost owe him your life. Lo Od El Shu Chayav Bechvoda Yosim Ma'od Vimo. A modern statement. It says, you're Chayav. To be mechabed, the balabos who gives you, hosts you for acts as a host, shows you hospitality, you have to show him covet even more than to your own parents. How do you see that? So Harei Elisa Kishehechez Ben Achsani Shalo Ben Osho Shunamis. That's Haftorah, right? That's this week's Haftorah in Parshas Vayera. Elisha, see, everything fits in. The Haftorah this week has Elisha brings to life the daughter of the child, the baby of the Isha Shunamis, or Elio Shehechia Ben Atzarfis. Elio also brought someone back to life. Asked the Medrash that the Yehuda Baruch was quoting, if already he can bring somebody to life, why didn't he bring his parents back to life? Why didn't Elisha? He already has his kayach, so you know. So you see, he says. All right, lo malo hechi avim v'moseim, right? El shemosu nafsham alach sani shalhem. An unbelievable statement. Elisha had the power. They all had the power to bring him back to life. So lechora, you know, go bring your parents back to life. Why did you bring this host, the baby of this, someone who took care of him? You see, the chiyuv of kavod is even greater. It's unusual.
His own idea?
It says in Medrash Tanchuma. I looked it up. It's Shmos Tazayin. Unusual. But anyway, so that's the din. We see the tremendous respect that you have to have, and thanks you have to have for host, you have to incorporate it into benching. Okay, very nice. So it's a Gemara. That's a question. I don't know. I know in either case, what do we know so much about the parents altogether? Right. That's, is that later or before? I didn't remember. Maybe, I don't remember.
Good when question. Eliyahu came to Elisha and said, say goodbye.
Right. I don't know whether that was before. You're right. But maybe by then, I don't know how much work. I don't know. Okay, anyway, whatever it is, that's what. So this din, this Gemara, this whole thing is Gepaskin LaHalocha in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Zion of Hilchos Brochas Halocha Beis, in the middle of Horeach Mivorach Birchas Hamozon Kedei Shivorach Lebala Bayis. The Horeach should be the one to lead the benching so that he will be able to say this Brocha to honor the Bala Bayis. That's Perek Zion Halocha Beis. And as coincidence have it in Perek Beis Halocha Zion, the Rambam writes.
So he does when he benches. First says Balbais, then Cohen, then the father.
I don't know about that at the beginning. That's also interesting. I'm not sure about that. We're not talking about that at the beginning. That would be a good question.
No, so
right,
if,
I don't know.
If it's more chashuv than a parent,
yeah, maybe,
then
yeah.
It's called them to, let's say, you say Breshus, let's say Avi Mori. So you would then say Breshus Balbais, but I thought, you know, the father goes first.
Yeah, usually.
And then what do you do with the Cohen goes first.
Right, it's a good question. But the truth is, here what we're saying is, what comes up in this Gemara, what the Rambam says is, really, it's not Breshus Balbais in a certain sense, because I guess it is. I don't know. It's a good question. Back in Perek Beis,
what come out of it is that the Oreach is blessing the Bala Bais for his own sake.
Right. So maybe this is
the, it's the benefit of the Oreach at the end of the day.
Right. That's what the Gemara reads. Back in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, he talks about the fourth bracha. Fine. Uchshemivarech Oreach etzal Bala Bais, Rosif bar bracha le Bala Bais. Ketzad, Omer Yiratzin shelo yivosh Bala Bais, Bala Mazev, Bala Kamav, Vechulei. You're allowed to add on your own stuff, like we see in the Gemara that Rebbe did. So this is brought down again, halacha lemaisa, in the Rambam as well. And finally, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Aleph, I heard it before from the Mishabur. We'll just read the halacha as it appears in the Mechaber. Siman Reish Aleph, halacha Aleph. First, it mentions that the first person to be invited to lead the benching is the gadol, the biggest, the most chashuv person. But that's only a hanimil exchange shom oreach. Avalim yesh shom oreach hu mevarech. Afilim balabais gadol hemena. Even if the balabais, someone else's table, is a bigger, more chashuv, a talmid chacham, a greater person, doesn't matter. The oreach says, why? Kedei shivarech lebalabais. So he should be able to incorporate this bracha, the balabais. Uma bracha mevarecha. Yiratzon shleivos leikam balabais hazeh, lolam olam hazeh, lolam avob. Yatzliach b'chol nechassim, etc., etc., whole nusach. Okay, so we have only one question. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You said something very interesting. Yeah. Why it has to be mezamen? What do you mean?
That's what we get to.
Why has to be mezamen?
Anyway, good. That's exactly what I see. Why should he have to lead the benching? This whole discussion is that the Oreach should lead the benching so he could say this bracha. Let him say the bracha without leading the benching. Why shouldn't he say it? So to answer the question, we're going to come back to it. Well, that's right now. The olden days, the original takana of benching with the mezumen was that only the mezamein said it, and everyone else listened and answered amen. Similar to what we do by chazaras hashatz. I'm going to come back to that point later.
But
hold on.
Question. Why do you have to wait till you have
the mezumen? Okay, good. Also a good question.
Well, what is
home mezumen? Good.
We're
going to try and get hold of
it. It goes back to the Gemara about the balbais chotech v'arech. So it's really that it really goes back to that part of giving some type of kibbutz to the oreach.
Right, but the question is why dafke leaving the mezumen and why dafke only if there is a mezumen? Well, we'll come to these things.
In all cases?
But That's what it says, yeah.
Because I don't remember where, but as somewhere says now that there was a question of who should be in the Zame.
Yeah, that's
so the question was, if a person, let's say you have three people together,
right.
So the person who eats pas akum of
that's
the
different thing, right.
The person who eats pas akum would get to lead the benching because he kind of has the upper hand because he can eat what the other people
eat. Right,
so
that's based on a mission
right,
to be in
the right, so the question is, so let's say the host is the one eating pas akum,
yeah.
So who benches?
Yes, you have to figure out, but according to this Gemara, the Areach always leads because otherwise not
so in that case, who leads?
Right.
My case.
Yeah, I think the Areach would.
The Areach would lead, even though he.
I think so. I think.
He always leads, back to Henry's question, the whole idea of this Rishus. Beginning of it's not really
yeah, that's what I was thinking, but then I thought it's but still ultimately since he leaves because he'll eventually get a bracha because of bracha mavarecha, it's still brishus. I don't know. I mean, the brishus thing is like is added later, and that's not part of the ikur benching. Okay, but I have a different question, and you know, there's something
the
that bothered me.
Is
yeah.
That people now say brishus baala baala baala.
Yeah, that's a different.
No,
that's
sure
totally it's right either.
That's totally
loaded.
Yeah, that's
because it's not up to her because she can't leave
it. Big one somehow.
No, okay. I don't go to that problem. No, we'll discuss that another time. Rabosa, I have a simpler question. And I know that, you know, when I learned this Gemara, you have a whole thing. Here you have an open Gemara with the text. You have a Rambam. You have a Shulchan Aruch. No arguments, no machlokes. So why in the world don't we do it? Most people don't do it. You open up most Tadur, most benchers, until recently, although it started now to creep back in, but until certainly 10 years ago and less. And you look at the old Siddurim. Forget the art school. We look out here on the show, you find the old Siddurim, you know, the old Tikkun Meir Siddur, the Brachos, the Shiloh, all the old Siddurim. And it doesn't appear anywhere. So how what happened here? You have an open Gemara, there's no machlokes about it. You have brought down the Rambam, brought down the Shulchan Aruch, the whole text is printed, and we basically ignore the whole text. So this is not my question. It seems to have bothered the people that came before me. Rabbi Yankov Emden, in his Siddur, right?
So this disappeared already at the immediate...
pretty early. That's how about
and no one has it?
We'll see in a second. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has it printed. Oreach Mevarech, Harach Mevarech, is Balab, as it's page 122 in Mind the Siddur Beis Yaakov, his presentation of benching. He puts it in, it's in smaller print here, whoever decided to publish. He wrote in Shalom, 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 blah, 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 the whole text. But on the bottom, he writes, Hatmiho Aleinu Ashkenazim. It's astonishing. It's the questions on us Ashkenazim. Shehikalnu bo. We've been makel in this text, right in this bracha. Bishlachnu acharei gavenu. Like we tossed it behind our back. You know, we ignored it. He says it's Hatmiho. V'chein lo yeyoseh. It's not right. Re'eich diktiku bo. See how precise Chazal words because mitchilo and he goes into the. He talks about you know the Kabbalistic points and says kimitchilo hoyo borak yud beis tavos. Originally there were 12 letters in the text. Kisoda hu beyud beis acharka hosbo reish hosbo Rebbe. I'm sorry, Rebbe added on like there was a ad mem hey and I have a nun ches and it's chain whatever the symbolism is. But the Yaakov Emden of Eddie's in the early Achronim, so he says he doesn't understand. Now it's interesting. He says hatmiyah aleinu hashkenazim. Which suggests that perhaps the you know the Sfaradim do say it.
No, it always was. If you looked at the Sfarad Siddurim,
yeah.
As long as I remember,
yeah.
It was always there.
Yes, I'm saying. So I believe. Well, the truth is, I looked at home. I have a Siddur from the Arizal. It's not Sfarad, but it doesn't. My Siddur doesn't have it, and the Siddur Shalor also doesn't have it. We'll see about some of the other Sfaradim in a second. But I'm just pointing out the Yaakov Emden of in his day already says. I'll read it again. Hatzmiha Aleinu Ashkenazim. שיקלנו בו ואשליחנו אחרי גבינו.
לעומת זאת, all the רחמם, basically have no sources.
Right, that's correct. We say other things.
We have one thing which have no sources, and
here's
an absolute we don't say.
In the Gemara itself, in the back of the Gemara, so of course we have the Rosh. So the Tosis Yontif, who, you know, on Mishnayos, the Tosis Yontif also wrote a commentary on the Rosh. So it's called... there's two comments on the bottom. They're actually printed side by side. I don't think he wrote them, as we'll see in a second, necessarily to be printed next to each other. But in the Madana Yomtif, on this Simon, it's Perek Zayin and Brocha Simon Yud Aleph, which talks about this Birchas Balabais. So in Oz Tes, the Madana Yomtif, that's in the Tes Yomtif, writes, Miyomai Tomati, for all my life I've wondered, Al Shemeshanim HaNusuch Binyan Acher. We don't say this Nusuch, even though it's in the Gemara, we say something else. I'm not sure what the something else is. It doesn't say that. But again, I'll read it as a one-liner. Miyomai tomati al shemeshana nusach binyan acher. That's in the Madana Yantif. And on the other side, Divrei Chamudos. And again, it wasn't necessarily intended to be printed next to each other. And Ofchav Gimel, he says, Anan mevarchem benusach acher. Uchvar Tamati al Zeb Sefer Madani Yontif. I already wondered about that. My other Sefer. So again, the Tosfos Yontif as well wonders why we Ashkenazim don't say it. The Machtes HaShekel there in Simon Reish Aleph and Sivkot and Beis mentions, he quotes the Vidad the Sefer Lechem Chamudos Kosov Shekol Yomav Toma Loma Ono Mishan Nusach HaBroch Lebalabais Mashanema Bashas. The Machtes HaShekel quotes, he doesn't understand also, I mean, he quotes the Lechem Chamudos, the Tosfos Yontif. He says, I don't understand why we don't say it. It was printed in the Shas. And the Mishnah Berurah as well. The Mishnah Berurah in the same Simon, again, Reish Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay mentions the Sefer Lechem Chamudos Toma Loma Anu Mishanim Nusach HaBroch DeBalabais Mashanim Vashas. So all the Rachonim and all the Poskim seem to raise this question, to wonder why it wasn't said. We'll see. Well, it's come back now. I'll try and understand why it fell out of use. I don't know. I'll just mention, but the way the Lechem, see, the Yakimendin seems to suggest we reject it altogether. The Tosfos Yontif says we replaced it with something else. So what exactly is the something else? It could be that the something else, the Torah Tzmimim mentions in the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, the Pasuk of Benching that we mentioned earlier, in the Devarim Parakhes, Pasuk Yud, that's the Chalta, the Savat, the Varachta. So in Os Chav Dalet, at the end, the Torah Tzmimim writes, he writes, V'ayin v'arachayim v'nusach ha-brocha, right? Simon Reish Aleph Sifalik, who said, v'nusach ha-brocha ke'eis nohagin, now our practices, shezochin inyan zeh bevirchas harachamon on hu yivarachas balabayis. That we do say. Right? Harachamon v'arachas balabayis zeh v'sishto balayosom is based on his darim. That we do say. That's printed in most of the benches. At the end of, v'vasaronim v'soros tovus, yeshuas v'nechomos, so then we insert harachamon v'arachas balabayis. We don't say the nusach of the Gemara, that's for sure. I mean, the standard siddurim, the Ashkenazim don't print the text that it has in the Gemara, but so perhaps this is the something else that the Tosfos Yontif was also referring to. The Torah Tzmimim says we say, but he does also convertemosh ain omer mabrocha kinus chasol the Gemara. He also wonders why we don't say the nusach as it's printed in the Gemara. We do say something else, so we don't necessarily ignore the whole thing, but we do say the nusach. What's interesting is this idea. Yitzchak was asking before,
but we only say it of vimuri balabayis of it.
No, I think even in someone else's house. No, I think so. I think even someone else. I think so. I think we say it. The Kolbo in Simon Chof Hei actually has sort of like a combination, if you will. The Kolbo, page Chof Gimel on the base. The Kolbo says. He says, well, he quotes, he talks about Benjamin, right? Harachamun Yivarech Mori Balabayis Hazeh Osov Ez Beisov Ez Kosh Zaro Ez Kosh Shalor. That's not Zaro, sorry. Kamosh Yisborach Ova Sen Arvim Yisri Yaakov Bakom Yikol Kein Yisborach Un Yisborach Kulon Yachad. A little different. Yivarech Hashem Enom Amen Yehi Rotsam Uvnei Alakeh Shomayim Shalor Yevosh Balabayis Hazeh, and so on and so forth. So he sort of has like a combination. That's how the Kolbo has. And he quotes the whole thing, and he go on to, you know, Mimor Milamdu Alav Zchus Shetem Yishmer Shalom, and so on. So the Kolbo has that version, and similar to the Kolbo is in the Machzor Vitri. Yes, before that, the Machzor Vitri, which has the Siddur, so the Machzor Vitri is in Simon Pei Gimel. Machzor Vitri writes, you say, he quotes the whole benching, Aracham on this and Aracham on that. Yes, it's before the Machzor Vitri has a lot of these Arachamans. The Machzor Vitri is in the base of Midrash HaShavashi, earlier shown it. Machzor Vitri writes, you say, Aracham and Baruch Bala Baiz is there, also of his base of his bonum is Kol HaShalom, Amudov, Esomchov, Esdorshov, Esdorshay Shlomo, not only the Balabais, but all his friends and, you know, all his associates and people, part of his, team, whatever. Okay, and the Tovos of Ebonim, Ebonos, Ba'oshim, and Achosim, Kishmoshim, Baruch, and Seno, Arvind, and Yaakov, etc. And then Yehirotom, with Neir Kashamayim, Shalevos, Balazazazeh, Balazazeh, 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 again, the Nusuf that we have in the Gemara. So both the Kolbo and the Machzor Vitri, we show them, have this version, which is sort of a combination. Among the Sfardim, so the Kaf HaChaim, an important Sfardish posek, the Kaf HaChaim, again, it's in Simon, the same Simon, Reish Aleph, the Kaf HaChaim writes in Sif Tes Vav, Anachnu, he quotes the Mechaber, but he even writes, Anachnu Mevorchen Benusach Acher, we too use a different Nusach, Kemosha Kosub Sidurim, as it says in the Sidurim. Doesn't print it for us, but it says. And then, he says we do say a different nusach. So I looked around a little bit, and as far as the Siddur, so in this Siddur, this is the Siddur called Chazon Ovadia, which is based on the Pesach Halacha of Ovadia Yosef, and I found I didn't bring it with me, but it's mamish the same thing in the Siddur of the Chidah, the same exact thing. Here it is. Also different harachamans than we have. Harech mevarches balabayis. Harachem mevarches hashulchan hazeh shachanulav v'yisader bo kol madanei olam v'yek hashulchan shal Avram avinu kol roiv menu yochav v'chotzom menu yishteh v'yechzer menu kol tuv la'adol omeyom amein. Amen. Harachem mevarches balabayis zeh v'albalasudah zos hu uvonu v'ishto v'chol hashalov b'vonim sheyichiu u'v'nechosim sheyirbu baruch Hashem chelo foed av tirtze v'yu nechosim v'choseinu. That's probably what you were referring to before. Oh, Muslim, Mutzlachim, Kol Mulir, Vayizdakek, Lefonav, Lefonenu, Shun Varchet, Virav Ovam, Sosu, Sameach, Kol Yomim, Beosu, Vechavu, Meatav, Olam, Lo Yivish, Volam, Azev, Lekav, Amen, Kei, Yerosma. Very nice, beautiful text. That's a longer benching by the Svardim than we have. Right, a whole long text. So, and again, in the Siddur of the.
One benching for the whole
South as well. Count everybody. What?
Some people don't go past Ayakash.
In general, they don't care. Perhaps not.
Do they get to a.
Look, I make, if we have time, I'll come to that point also. But that, so that's in the Siddur of the Chazon, you know, the Avad Yosef, and it's exact, I checked it, it's, I think, pretty much word for word in the Siddur of Chidor, which I didn't bring, but I looked it up. Okay, so that's the practice among the Sfardim. Now, here is an interesting point that relates to what Yitzhak asked before. The Shara Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Shara Tzion, in that same Siman, in Os Yud, Siman Reish Aleph again, in Os Yud Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah writes, nowadays, he writes, Shabilav hachi haminig etzel kol oreach lomer harachem univorach es balabayis. Nowadays, it's customary whether you're leading the mezumin, you're not leading the mezumin, whether there is a mezumin or it's not a mezumin, we always say harachem univorach es balabayis. Eini yodeh im shayach klal inyan zeh. I don't know if this whole kedima, and Henry's asked before who should lead the benching, so the Mishabur is saying, even though the Gemara says the Oreach should lead the benching, but I'm not sure, says the Mishnah Berurah, nowadays when anyways everybody benches and says Arachamon, you know, Yivorach is Balabais and so on, this whole Indian man up Yishayach, you know, the Kedima of the Oreach to lead the benching, the whole reason was he's going to say this Brocha, but now Balav Hochi, anyway, everybody says this Arachamon, so I don't know if the whole thing applies. Any of them Shach Klal Indians there. The Ayin Be'El Yerabba should pick was that Gamke. He said to take a look in the El Yerabba.
I don't see the logic of the point.
Why?
Because if the whole Indian is to give cover to the Baal Bayis,
yeah. So he's giving cover anyway. That's the point. He's going to say, Rachman Varekos Baal Bayis is there. So what does he have to lead the benching for? Even if he doesn't lead the benching, he's going to, even if he's not, even I'm just,
But you don't remove the aspect of the
leading
it.
Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah says Eini Yodea. He suggests, yeah, but if the whole reason, I mean, maybe that's the other side. He says, hey, I'm not sure if really this theme, because if we're going to do it anyways, maybe you don't need it. He doesn't reject it outright, but he says Eini Yodea. He says that the El Yerabba is mefakpek about it. I look now, he doesn't exactly say it. He says a little different. He says, Ani Omer Ha'idnish Mevarach Kol HaYoshim, because everybody's included, because what do you say? We say this a lot of times. Harach Mevarach is Kol HaMesubin Kan, right? Osano, it means everybody. So again, it's a little different than the Mishnah Berurah, but okay, that's he wonders whether this din should still apply.
The Mishnah Berurah is giving an endorsement.
Yes.
To the change.
Yes, that's correct. That is correct. We'll see. He gives a bigger endorsement elsewhere.
What's
well, it's his
Malamit Chuz. What used to be done, that the one that met the Zimon
was the only one who benched.
The Rav of Makpid, that in the Zaman would say aloud the whole because
that's a difference, right? But
right.
A few people, yeah, right. Yeah, a number of people. Yeah. Rabbi Salvatore, as you're saying, was also Makpid that I'll call upon him. You should say the whole thing out loud. That Rav was also. In fact, I just heard somebody just told me that it doesn't even have to be the Mizaman who says it out loud. Somebody told me he was eating by Rabbi Shechter. Someone just told me this story. He was eating by Rabbi Shechter, and a few people were over. So the Mechabit told me to bench. So the person who led the bench, he didn't know this din, he wasn't Machmed, and whatever, so he started to say the benching himself. So Ramel Rav Shechter said the whole benching out loud, even though he wasn't the Mezamin. So I guess he held it somebody at the table. Okay.
My son is doing it all the time.
Oh, there you go. Rav Shechter holds him in there. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara, the Aruch HaShulchan also says, he brings his din down, Uposhut Hu, he says at the end of Siv Gimel, Tzim Reish Aleph, the Achshav Shekol Echad Mevorach Brichas Amozen, Mechuyev kol oreach levorach brochazu avshalo kibdo balabayis b'brichas azimon. Rav HaShulchan says openly, and he says there's no doubt. He says now that everybody says the benches, so it doesn't matter whether you mechubed with the zimon or not. The answer you asked before has got to do with zimon. According to Rav HaShulchan, nothing. It's got nothing to do with zimon. It's just that in those days that was the only person who benched, so that was the way to get this brocha recited. But nowadays that everybody benches themselves anyhow. So whether you lead the zimun, only the zimun. Again, I'm the Baruch Hashem says openly, who pushes through the achshav shekol echad b'varach birchas hamazon mechuyev kol oreach levarach brachazu av shelo kibdo balabais birchas hazimun. And then he says, ulai ato lo aminin klaud oreach b'varach the zilbos atayma. Says like the Mishnah Berurah said, maybe now for this reason the whole preference for the oreach to lead the benching no longer is in effect anymore. And the truth of the matter is, I realized just now, I forgot it at home, but in the Tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Dalad, he also talks about this, and he says it a little differently. He says that everybody benches to themselves, but I'm not sure if he's driving the same thing Aruch HaShulchan is, and therefore everyone's going to say it, or he says, just saying you don't, it's not connected to Zimun. Among the Sfardim, so the Ben Ishchai, I'll say it on what we're inside, the Ben Ishchai says in the end of Parsha Shlach that everybody should do it. And back to the Kaf HaChaim, one last look. He says in Siv Katan Chof Vav, he actually brings in two different places both Dinim down. In Siv Chof Vav, he writes Mishnos Navarch Mekatzir Yomov. So he says, the Lididan, the Gam. Just a moment. Now that Kol Echad is Mevarch LaAtzmo Lekach Hashosha, the Hagamim. In other words, this whole idea that, you know, you won't leave the benching, so it's Mekatzer Yomov, you know, you get some kind of a klolah, he said, doesn't apply anymore, because you merely can say the bracha anyhow, right? Lecha, chashosha, and all this. But then he says to look above in Sif Yotes, Sif Katan Yotes, and there he mentions, Oreach Mavarach, Dafka B'yameim, Shoreach Mavarach, V'achem Yotzim Richas Mavarach, T'shayach Hai Tami, K'zir Olam HaBayis. But now, V'ashen Ekan Ha'idna, Denog, Amal Ha'achzi Chatzman, everybody does it themselves. You're not yotzei through the guy who leads the benching. In Cain, Ma'amav said, but what's the guy? The other person got to lose if he leads the benching. The bracha will be said anyway. And he quotes this from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. What I saw that was very, so the assumption here is that this whole bracha has got nothing to do with Zimun, really. It's just that the only way to facilitate it in the olden days was that the guy who led the benching should be the orech. That's the only way the bracha is going to be said. However, nowadays, that's not necessary. However, we still haven't solved to when, and I don't know historically, but when and why did this fall out of use? In other words, the particular text. Some of the Achonim want to say, well, we say Arachim Baruch is Balabais, but to be honest, it's a cheaper bracha. You know, it's like, Arachim Baruch is Balabais. Okay, very nice. You know, the bracha that in the Chidos did, Avad Yosef, is a much more beautiful bracha, more than the Gemara, but the Rambam already said you'll have to add on. So it sounds like there's a big deal to add on, you know, make this beautiful, fancy bracha. So why don't we do it? When did it fall out? And again, the Yaakov Emden feels that it's to our detriment that we don't do it like that. So in researching this, I came across a very interesting thing. I was getting the swarm together. My son said, why do you have a Haggadah out? Well, in the Haggadah so Pesach, so of the Beis Levi, this is the Briska Haggadah. But as I pointed out in the past, this is the Mahadura Mesukenes, the second, in a few different versions. And so my old one didn't have this point, this one does. So he has as follows. Under Borech.
Suspicious what he came about.
Right? Yeah, right. You wonder. I mean, the briskets, it's constant. I mean, I don't know how they do it. More and more stuff. Okay, so in benching by the Haggadah, in Borech.
But there, the halach is that the Baal Bais.
Yeah, by Pesach, I'm not asking the Baal Bais for different reasons. Yeah, the different reasons. But in the, right, that's correct. The minig is at Balabais. But by Borech, yeah, well, I use now to better clean it up before next Pesach. Okay, so listen to what it says in Borech Osches, in instructions. It says, Birchos, listen to this is from Revelvo, from the Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik. It says, Birchos ha'oreach, ne'meres al yedei ha'oreach, rak im hu ha'mezamein. The Viskerov says, not like we've been saying. He says, no, it's Dafka, and he's talking about Zmanazeh. Shekain hadin hu sharech mevarach, while open zen niskin abrochazu. And only in that fashion was this bracha instituted. So you have to figure out why, and I don't know exactly why. Since I just said it's a side point, I made a note on the side. Another connection to this sedra, we're talking about Zimun now. In the Sefer Asora Mamoros from Menachem Azayim Fanu, I saw it quoted someplace else, and I couldn't find, I have the Sefer home, so I just couldn't find it before I came. But he says that the whole Avraham, when we invited the three guests, why did he invite the three guests? We were able to dafka bench with the Mizumin. That brings down the measures like that. Okay, anyway. So here you have the Briska Rav. I read again in the Briska Haggadah, Bir Osches and Barich, Birchas Orech, Nemeris, Ider Rakim Mizamin, because that's why it was instituted. So it's trying to, huh?
What is the benching?
No, so in the benching text itself, he just has, when that bracha comes up, Birchas Orech. He wrote some Shloimeh Balabai. You know, I guess he's relying on what was printed earlier. So I was trying to figure out a reason why. So I'm just going to make a suggestion. I have no idea if it's correct, but maybe it'll suggest why that should be so, and then maybe we can understand why the bracha was, sort of fell out of somewhat of disuse until relatively recently. It's really, we can give a whole shiur once, maybe we'll mention one time we will, on what exactly Birchas HaZimun is. What is benching with a mezumen accomplish? And what does it mean to bench with a mezumen? What does that do? So there are many riyas to the fact, above and beyond just benching, right. There are many riyas to the idea that benching with a mezumen elevates the status of the benching. If someone wants to say it makes it more into a tefillah than a brocha, we have to figure out how to be mechalek between a brocha and a tefillah. It's a higher stage. And it's not just that a guy benched, it's a separate thing, Adam Mizum, but it's all connected. And there are many riyas in the Gemara that the brochas of benching, actually, at least the first brocha of Azonos HaKol, is actually part of the Zimun. I think we talked once did speak about that in Parashat Ekev, that the brocha of Azonos HaKol may be part of the Zimun. That's why I have to say that out loud, I'll call upon him, or the end at least out loud. And that's why if a person, is eating a meal, let's say you have three people eating, two of them have to leave. The other guy's not finished the sandwich. He stops to answer. When can he go on eating? After Azonos HaKol. Anyway, there's riyas to this. But I'll just read one comment from the Ritva, the Chidusha Ritva in Brochus, on the beginning of the seventh parak, which is the parak of Zimun, Mem Hamad Beis. He mentions, Shehazimun ke'ein dover shebekdusha hu. The Ritva of Rulam Rishonim, right? Zimun is like a dover shebekdusha, right? Ve'eno noeg b'pachas mishlosha. Can't have less than three. It's like a dover shebekdusha. Now, what do you mean can't have less than three? We're usually accustomed to thinking that
you need ten
for a dover shebekdusha. But it's interesting, the Pnei Yoshua over there, he doesn't quote the Ritva, but the Pnei Yoshua over there in Brochus, and there, the Pnei Yoshua has it on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, he writes, pardon me a second, he says, he has a whole Gemara in Sanhedrin which speaks about Zimun, although there it concludes that Zimun means bringing somebody to dinner, Hazmona, and that doesn't mean Zimun Begimel, but he mentions that usually Dabar Shebektusha is Asara, but at the end of it, and I'll save time to just read at the end, he says, L'chora lo ashikon v'tar shum ma'ala b'shlo shiros from Mishnayim. However, v'haniron is daiti devadai ashikon b'malos tuva b'shlo shor. There are many ma'alas that having three. For example, l'din. A bezin is three. U'lechach hanach d'reish perakavon sanhedrin and gemorin sanhedrin avches. I alluded to a moment ago. Yalef lo mikroi divinin gimel. Learn out from psukim. There's a sort of a correlation somehow in the gemorin sanhedrin between benching and the mizumen and din with three. The efshar od lomar, the pasha d'kro, the es Hashem lokecha, what's our drosha? We started with that drosha from the Yerushalmi that the Rokeach and some of the other Rishonim discovered this Yerushalmi. So what does it mean? How is Es Hashem Lokecha, the Rabbos, Balabais and so on. So he says, Es Hashem Lokecha is Mashma, the Hainu B'mokom, the Ashkechon, Shashkinu Mitzuya. And where is that? Hainu B'gimel, the Chsiv, Amdu Shem, Ashma, Fnei Hashem, right? We have a concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shina resting in three. It brings a Rai from the Yerushalmi. So again, he doesn't quote this Ritva, but the Ritva and the Pnei Yeshua are saying the same thing. So what does it mean? So I believe that's the 10, right? There's another
possibility,
no? Oh, it's two. Oh, it's Beitin. Okay, right. Okay, good. So what comes out is what I want to say like this. Maybe there's an enhanced quality to benching. It comes like a Dover Shebekdusha. With a Dover Shebekdusha always a responsive, right? There's one person leading, a lot of people responding, and it enhances the quality. So what does it mean? Maybe it's like this. Maybe this enhanced brocha for the Balabais is to enhance quality of benching. What to myself? To myself, or it's me, one other person, I'm a guest by myself. When I just said Rachman of Rachman, there's Balabais there, right? But if for quality of benching, but if there's an, I'm just suggesting that if it's there's an enhanced status to the benching. See, also, because your relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enhanced, and Meila, Bavarcha Varchecha, so the relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somewhat enhanced as well. In fact, it's interesting, the Magen Avraham, in Sifkat Nehei, writes that the din of a benching with the Baal Brachas, Baal Abayas, is dafkin in a bench over a coast. Okay, that's the lesson of the Magen Avraham. So the Mishnah Berurah here, in the end of Sifkat Yudalid, quotes this Magen Avraham. He writes, because among the Roman, the Dafka is from Varchon on the coast. The Ozachiva or Echle Varchas Balabai is Dafka with the coast. So in the footnote in the Shara Tzion, Tesvav, Tesvav. Ain't he Odea, me nine little among the Roman, so below coast, Kishma Varchim, ain't Achiva or Echle Balabai. Where does that come from? So he says, you look in the Gemara, it says, Misha Nosno coast. But that's, I don't think that's the greatest answer. A lot of times we find that has to do with benching. So what's going on with Mishnah Berurah 1 is where the Magen Avraham is only a coast. So I'm saying the same thing. Maybe the idea of a coast also, and we spoke about that, you know, the coast also elevates the status. Maybe put these ideas together. Maybe that's the Bishkar of men.
Beautiful.
Okay.
To give it the bracha to Balabait, because Balabait was the one that offered the meal to the three people. So he created the.
Created the whole adventure, right? That's what I'm saying.
The Gaon Mevilna. The Gaon Mevilna says, Yisashem Panav Elecha.
Yes,
how could you
gaze upon him?
Yeah.
Right. Right. It's not
right. There's one to bench. You split into 10.
Right.
In Kebetza, you split into 3.
Right.
So if you try to do that, that gives you the credit that you deserve.
Oh, there is. That's Yisrael Ponim. Good. The Gemara Brachas Daf Chaf. One other comment here in this regard. The Brisker Rav says something else. And this really relates to this whole point. What I'm saying is the Birchas HaBalabayis of the Gemara is an enhancement of benching Gufa. And that's why you only do it when you have that enhanced benching. It's a suggestion. In the same list of the halachas, he has like this. Moran HaGriz Dikteik Be'orchav Shi. When do you say the Birchas HaReach? So when I showed before in the Rishonim, the Kolbo and the Machzavitri, so they say you say it after the Rachman. You know, it's more or less when we say HaRachman, you know, by Moram Yilamdu, you know, towards the end. But it says more on Hagriz Dikteik Be'orchav. He was mdak to his guest. Shiyomu Birchas Areach. Shialoch b'shulchanoch medina de Gemara. The Toma al Shalom in his harmba. The Biskarav also wondered why no one's nizun it. Hayom mitzavel omer miyad b'sim bracha b'sim siyum habracha achrei ayichas reino. Before the harachaman, at the end of the fourth bracha benching, and that's what he did. Right, he prints it there, and in the Haggadah here he prints it there, and in a number of places they printed dafka before all the harachaman. Why? The chain mashmi loshan Rambam. We read the Rambam before. Listen now carefully, loshan Rambam. Perek Beis of Ilchas Bracha Lazayin. Shekosav Bracha Reviyis Tzarich Lahazke Bar Shalosh Malchios. You have to mention Melech 3 times. We say Bracha Tzarich Malkeinu Melech Olam Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu HaMelech HaTovim. Okay, fine. Uchshem Mevarech Horeach Eitzel Balabayis Mosif Ba Bracha LaBalabayis. You add in it. What's in it? In the fourth Bracha. Mashmadi nechlelas betocha brocha haravias v'chelik mena. As they zok, that's they say over from the Biskirov. And then the Medayik and the Rambam like that. It's mamish part of benching. I mean, you know, it's before the Rachamon. And in fact, I think I saw somewhere that you don't. Maybe I think it was him or somebody else also didn't answer Amen after Olam HaChasreinu if there was a guest. Olam HaChasreinu, then the Yiratzon for the Balabai, and then Amen after that. It's mamish becomes part of benching. But what we're suggesting here is that it's only part of benching if it's this enhanced quality of benching with a Zimun. With this, we can also understand the Chidoah and the Shiurei Bracha. You asked before about people who don't say the Harachamans. So many people do say the Harachamans, but there are those people that say in the Vilna Gaon like that they don't say the Harachamans on Shabbos. Okay? So the Chidoah writes, so in Simon Kuf Peches, the Chidoah writes, I'm almost finished in a second. In the Shiurei Bracha, the Simon Kuf Peches, he writes, "V'ein what is a balabais? Do you say that on Shabbos? You know, on Shabbos, for those who follow that practice, he says, 'Ein l'sh for those who follow that practice.' We don't change it from Shabbos to Mitzvah. Don't check quote balabais, maybe Shabbos, maybe Shabbos, maybe Shabbos, I'm different and so on. Maybe Shabbos, I'm minute. He says, 'I'm minute Shabbos.' Be'ach mevarach lebarach 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 lebarach. Because the bracha is part of the bracha. It's not a part of an in-depth quest. We do have quest. How about the formula of bracha? We say, you know, save him. We don't have independent requests outside the realm of tefillah, so he knocks out all the rachamim, but not here. So now I should mention as a side point. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Came across somewhere that in some communities at some point. They had an abbreviated benching for the week. They had expanded benching
the other way
for
around.
Shabbat.
The other way. Maybe. More time.
In the week in Chol, and you have more time in on Shabbat. And the same is with Pesukei Dezimra. We have Pesukei a shorter version during the week, and we have a more embellished version.
You said people who Dafka said it on Shabbat.
People Dafka said it. I think.
Okay. Could be. Okay, that's not the Vilna Gaon's practice, but maybe that's the Chidah.
Community.
Okay. Anyway, others disagree. Again, others put the Torah and then put the Harachamans, you know, the Birchas Babai separately. But it works out well, according to what we're saying. And, you know, the Brisker Rebbe, she says, so finally, so now let's put it all together. So why Taka did it fall out of use? So maybe it's because as follows. I mentioned before that the original ikar of benching was benching with the mezumin was that only the mezamein led the benching. Okay, Rishonim already write about it. The Rosh and the Tshuva and others. I think the Or Chaim. Other people say that now the practice has changed, and indeed the Shulchan Aruch records it in Siv Zayin. Nochon adover shall call echad me'amisubin yomer belachash imam avarach kol brachu baruch avafilah chasimot. It's proper nowadays for everybody to say along with the mezamein. Okay? And then Ramo writes, you should try and finish the end a little earlier. Baruch at Hashem, as long as it goes, so you can answer amen. You know, usually the mezamein pauses for a second, but they don't finish, and then it says out loud, the answer amen. The Brewer writes, and so Kotten Zion comes in with this, and he says, nowadays, who's going to pay attention? The whole benching will be daydreaming, will be, you know, distracted, won't be listening to it. Therefore, Nimsim Shechosol HaBrichas HaMozim Lagami, and then nothing. Okay, so then, Lochen Nochon Hayom, Yosef Shamasubin Yomer Ba'atzim Balachash Kol Mila Mila Imavarchim. So he'll do it along with the guy. But really, Kurt Dinam was like that. So what I want to suggest like this, if we assume what I said was correct. It may not be so much. But if the original, the enhanced Birchas Balabais that the Gemara speaks about, that the, you know, the people brought up is only put in an enhanced benching, so maybe since the enhanced benching fell out of use, Mamonoseno Rabin, and everyone started to bench themselves, so the Mela, that's when the Birchas Balabais also fell out of use. In other words, since we didn't do this enhanced benching, it's true we do Zimun, but we don't really do the full Zimun nowadays. We bench with the Mezumin, right? Yeah, but most people, what's the Mezumin? Yeah, those few lines have been over. Sign of Reich, and that's it. That's the whole Zimun. It's not really correct. Really, the whole thing out loud. The Meshach, the Rav's way, whatever. Or at least the other post can say, at least the first Baruch you should say out loud till I was on a call. Whatever you say. But I'm suggesting that maybe that which the Tosfos Yontif and the Yaakov Emden already hundreds of years ago observed, at least among Ashkenazim, that the Baruch fell away. It's maybe because the Baruch is Korach, at least according to some, like the Brisk Rav says, it's connected to Zimun. Once the Zimun fell away, the proper Zimun, so did the bracha. But the pasha is not really correct. In other words, it shouldn't have fallen away, because even if we still do Zimun, we still get credit for Zimun, so it would change a little bit. But it doesn't mean the Birchas Balabai should fall away. So the truth is, as I noted, I think now many Siddurim have started again, in my opinion, correctly, to print the Birchas Balabai. I think more the benchers in the last 2 years now do have the Birchas Balabai. So yes, before, Eli, if anybody has tried to revive it, I think popular practice has now attempted to revive it. The articles of do print it in there. Although they print it, I think, later. Not like the Brisker Rav says, right after Ayich Hasreino. They print it later in the Rachamans, but it's come back. And if someone asks...
It doesn't fit in.
Okay. But Lamaisa, I think if someone asks me, I think for sure, and I try when I'm a guest, I always try to say that's a bracha. It's a beautiful bracha. And I gave a suggestion as to why it fell away. Probably shouldn't have, because we do still have Zimun. Even if I'm correct that it's connected to Zimun, we still have Zimun. We just have a sort of a, I don't want to say watered down, just a different version of Zimun or an incomplete version of Zimun, but it's still there. So, it seems to me that Lamaisa, even if you, the whole Brisker Rav is a little bit of a chiddush to say that it's only Tully and Zimun. I mean, I gave a reason, but the truth is, the pastor says it doesn't matter if Zimun. Even if you have two people, you should probably say the bracha. So if someone asks me, with or without, I think that they should say the bracha, with or without a Zimun, and certainly with or without if the Oreach leads the bench. Thank you for listening. Thank you for
stopping.
Unusual. I don't know.